What's going on, everybody? You're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca, and I'm coming to you just talking, you know, just chilling, just maxing, relaxing. Oh my God, it is raining cats and dogs where I'm at. I thought it wasn't gonna rain today, but it actually did, and I was like, wow. Guys, if you have any questions or comments or want to send a special shout out, whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, you also know that I am on Twitter. You can also follow me on Twitter at timetotalkfm1. And I'm also on Facebook under Let's Talk. And I'm also under Instagram if you want to follow me. Anyway, guys, how's it going? God, I haven't did a show like this in like God's creation, because basically I've been working on COVID's fashion. Oh my God, I'm sitting up here looking at this news and I am tripping off this, everybody. Like, I am really tripping off this right now. A teenager died of a heart attack for masturbating, I think, like 56 times or whatever, and had a heart attack and died. I was like, wow, are you serious? I mean, like, to all my fellow men out there, whatever the case may be, y'all got a stroke that many times? Wow, that is like so crazy right now. I'm just tripping off that. I was like, he died over masturbation? I was like, that is so crazy right now. That is like extremely, utterly crazy right now. And this world is just getting crazy by the minute. What is up with Trump, everybody? Like, he is like pointing the finger at Tom, Dick, and Harry. And that's just something I really, like, quite frankly, don't understand right now. Like, you talking about impeaching this person, you talking about impeaching that person, you telling people what to do because you're the greatest of all time. Like, Trump, really, you need to chill out with that, because somebody, like, on the case scenario, they need to impeach your ass, because, like, I don't know what you doing or whatever the case may be, but you is like totally, like, utterly tripping right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is like so crazy. You're pointing fingers, but the finger that you need to point it at yourself, because the stuff that you're doing, Donald Trump, it is obscene. Because I noticed ever since you came in the chair, Donald Trump, it has been a lot of robbery going on. It's been a lot of shooting going on. People are dying, like, from gunshots or whatever the case may be. Like, you to the point where can't nobody get help anywhere at any time, like right now, and you're just sitting back enjoying it. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. And to all my listeners out there, y'all need to get out there and, like, basically vote, because, I mean, like, if you don't vote, your voice do not be heard. So, I mean, like, make sure y'all get out there 2020 and vote, because at the end of the day, like, this is like so ridiculous on the stuff that's going on in this world. I mean, it really, and I mean, it really doesn't make any fucking sense, you know? And I mean, it's very sad at any time, any place. Like, you don't even know tomorrow is promised to you. You don't know tomorrow is promised to anybody now. Because I'm sitting up here looking at the news. It's a lot of activity stuff going on in my hometown. I hate to be, you know, I mean, I don't mean to be funny about it, but it's a lot of stuff. You know, sometimes I'm to the point now where I just don't turn on the news, but something this morning told me, Fran, turn on the news. So I turned on the news, bam. A Ohio man, well, like, four Ohio inmates escaped from prison in Ohio, came down to Cary, North Carolina at a Red Roof Inn. Three of them got caught. I think they were driving a Charger or whatever the case may be, and they drove down here. Anyway, they're looking for the fourth inmate, okay? At the end of the day, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that is going on, you know? Like, people getting shot in Raleigh, and everything. It's just a lot of stuff going on. And last but not least, my cousin Marquise, I want to send a special shout out to you. When I turned on the TV today, it was to all my listeners out there, it was a 7-year-old that got shot in the arm, I think, and in the back of the stomach or whatever the case may be. The little girl was 7 years old, and I was like, what in the world is going on? So what happened was, I turned on my Facebook, everybody was like, prayers going up, you know, and I see my cousin's picture, and I'm like, what is going on? So I called my cousin, and he was like, Francesca, I'm gonna have to call you back. I'm at the hospital. Like, what's going on? You better call me back. So he called me back, and now I said, what's going on? He's like, my little girl got shot. I was like, man, oh man, this girl is 7 years old, you know, don't know any kind of better, or whatever the case may be, don't know any better, you know, just a 7-year-old little girl. They haven't even had kids or whatever the case may be. Turns around and gets shot. Come to find out, it was my cousin. My cousin's little girl, which, like, quite frankly, is my cousin. So, my prayers are going straight up in COVID fashion. I mean, not COVID fashion. Well, COVID fashion listeners, too. And to all my listeners out there that's tuning in to Time to Talk podcast or whatever the case may be, I just want y'all to, like, send your prayers up for my little cousin, you know, from this speedy recovery or whatever the case may be. I mean, send your prayers up to the family, you know, in our time of need, whatever the case may be, because the prayers is, like, really truly and, like, really grateful when it comes to our family, you know. Our family is very strong. Our family is very, you know, dependent and whatever the case may be. And, you know, my cousin Marquise, you know, today's his birthday too. And so, like, can you please send a, like, special prayer, you know, prayers up to my cousin Marquise and his family, you know, what they're going through, because, like, a little girl being shot, that is a very hard pill to swallow, you know, because we look at the future, guys, to the point where, hey, my child's supposed to bury me. I'm not supposed to bury my child, or this is not supposed to happen to my child. Anything happen in any means necessary, everybody, to just let you know, anything can happen to anyone. That's why I say tomorrow's not promised to anybody. So please send your special prayers or whatever the case may be. I mean, you can stop by his page or whatever. You can stop by my page if you want to send a special request or special, you know, prayers up and everything. The prayers are really needed at this time of need. I mean, prayers are really needed every day, because, like, the stuff that we're going through right now, we are living in tough times, everybody. We are living in crazy times right now. Tomorrow is not even promised to my mama, and it's not promised to your mother if she's not living or is living or whatever the case may be. You know, we all need to come together. I mean, some unity, you know. I know times is hard right now, and I know that we are all struggling to reach our destiny, you know, for a better life. But, I mean, you know, times is hard. You know, we got to stay prayed up, or we got to help one another, because if we can't help one another, then how can we help ourselves? You know, that's the way I look at life right now. Because, I mean, I don't know if y'all know this, but it's a lot of crimes been going on all over the nation. Like, it is like ridiculous. You have the bomb explosions, you have fire explosions, you have all this chaos and everything that's going on. And Trump is so quick to point the finger at somebody. No, my brother. I'm not even gonna call you my brother. You know, you're no brother of mine. Fuck it. You're not even my motherfucking president. I'm gonna go ahead and be honest. You're not my president. So, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, it's like ever since Trump came in this chair, it's a lot of stuff that's been going on that shouldn't be happening. You know, you have the news people covering up stuff that they shouldn't cover up, because, I mean, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on, and he's so quick to be on Twitter criticizing and pointing the finger at somebody when what he really need to do is turn around and point the finger at himself. He needs to turn around and recognize the mistakes that he has made for this country. Fuck it, I'm gonna say the whole fucking nation, if you ask me. I mean, like, it's like to the point where people are getting tired, down to your own, like, political people. Like, the Republicans, Trump, are getting fucking tired of you, okay? Like, they feel like you are a laughing stock. I mean, you know, it's just a lot of stuff been going on. Like, he has no remorse. That's the way I feel. He has no remorse. He has no consideration of life. He has no stability to nothing but himself. You know, nothing. You know, he's a menace to me, you know. But I just, you know, hey, closed mouths don't get fed. I mean, like, everybody keeping their mouths closed. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous right now. It's just, like, so ridiculous the way the world has turned out to be. It's a lot of stuff that's going on that shouldn't, like, I'm like, damn, is this a movie? Or, like, damn, what the hell? Like, I'm seeing more stuff right now that's going on, like, that I see in a freaking movie. For real, for real. But anyway, guys, we're going to take a commercial. We're going to take a little break, and you're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast, and we will be back. Guys, we are back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And right, like, before the break, basically, I was talking about, you know, my cousin, and want to send special prayer shout outs to the family and what they're going through. I think this happened Sunday night. His daughter got shot. Okay, we're praying for a speedy recovery. We're praying for, you know, just a wonderful healing. Just send your special shout out. So, you know, I'm sending my special shout out. Actually, I'm doing on my podcast show to Marquise and his daughter. His daughter is 7 years old and is in the hospital right now for being shot. It hit the news this morning. I saw it on the news, and so I want to send a special, you know, shout out and my prayers to my cousin Marquise and his daughter, and just the family. Just to all my listeners out there, keep him and his daughter lifted in your prayers. And, you know, that's all that we can do right now. You know, I just don't understand, like, all this gun violence and, you know, like, what for? Like, really? Like, what for? What? I mean, like, we got to do better. Like, I'm saying all races. We have to do better. We really do, because this is ridiculous what's going on in this world right now. Like, we, like, really, we have to do better. We got to do better than, you know, what we are doing right now, because this is, I'm looking at it in the way that we are living right now, it really don't look good. It really don't. And that's the, it's just crazy right now. A 7-year-old that's innocent, innocent as it can be. And it's just crazy right now what's going on. It really is, because it really doesn't make any sense to me at any time, any place. It really doesn't make any sense to me, like, what's going on in this world today. Like, especially my hometown, when I turn on the news and, like, I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, guys, just in case y'all don't know, but I moved out of Raleigh. I'm gonna go ahead and be honest with you. Raleigh isn't for me. You know, even though I was born there and raised there, I just really never cared for Raleigh. I mean, you know, and I'm going to be honest to you guys, to all my listeners out there. From me being a child up to my adulthood in Raleigh, North Carolina, it wasn't pretty, okay? My childhood was not pretty at all. I'm going to go ahead and be real to all my listeners out there, because I'm not ashamed, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I was a bully. I had to be a bully for a reason, okay? I used to get picked on, teased a lot, you know, because I have a problem. Like, I have a really, like, not a mental problem, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to sugarcoat. Okay. When I was 5, everything was normal, very normal for me. You know, I started getting fat. Okay. And then by the time I reached like 8 or 9, I had this bump underneath my chin. I didn't know what it was. I showed my mother, and, you know, she was like, well, don't mess with it. It's okay. This, that, and the third. And when I got 11, it just started getting worse, where I had a lump-sided chin. Okay. So my mom, she was getting kind of worried and everything. I was getting picked on in school. I was getting teased a lot. I had to come home crying every day to my mother. You know, I was just getting picked on, teased, made fun of, where to the point that I didn't want to go to school. Okay. So my mom, you know, took me to have surgery. And, you know, find out what it was. It was a tumor, but it was non-cancerous. You know, it didn't cause me to have cancer or anything. But, you know, they wanted to make sure to get the tumor stuff out of my chin to, you know, make it plain again, make my chin plain. Okay, so my mom let them basically do surgery on me. But when I got out of surgery, it got worse. Got really worse, where it was like to the point where, you know, my chin was started looking lopsided. You know, I wouldn't smile. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't even look at nobody. I always had my head down, you know, still getting picked on in my neighborhood. you know, scared to come outside. Somebody picked on me, I was always like, you know, fighting. Got picked on by the boys, got picked on by the girls. Like, where I stayed at, I stayed in this place called Metteridge. And, you know, I had a couple friends over there, but I was scared to come outside. And so, like, everybody, they used to sit on the green box, like, in front of my neighborhood, in front of my porch, actually. And they used to draw on the green box. And they used to draw, like, they used to draw pictures of my chin. So I had to live with that. So when I started reaching my teenage years, the picking kept going on in middle school where, you know, I used to fight all the time, you know. When I moved away from Metteridge, I stayed in a place called Pender Street. You know, it was my grandma's house, whatever the case may be. You know, I just started getting in trouble. Was getting picked on there. Getting in trouble, you know, doing stuff I had no business doing because I wanted to fit in. Kept getting in trouble, kept skipping school, this, that, and the third, where, you know, I met this one particular guy, you know, I was a virgin, you know, fell in love with him, come to find out he was cheating on me, and I got in a fight with the girl at her house. First charge I catch, you know, started getting in trouble and everything, where to the point they had to send me to a group home, okay? And before the group home situation, I was attending the high school, Leesville. I used to get picked on a lot there. My sisters and them, you know, I had really pretty cool sisters, you know, whatnot. You know, they were okay. But I felt like they were making fun of me too. So I really felt, you know, lonely, like, I didn't have anybody, like, by my side. I used to hate getting up going to school because I was scared I might get picked on. So I would skip school and, you know, hide under the bed, praying that my mom wouldn't catch me. Right before she would go into work, I would hide under the bed. Didn't want to go to school. You know, started getting in trouble, you know, whatever. And, like, right before I got in the fight, you know, I got on probation. Still wasn't doing right, so I went to a group home. You know, the girls, they would pick on me there and, you know, talk about me there, you know. It was living hell. I'm gonna go ahead and be honest. So I really didn't say much to anybody or whatever the case may be. Always kept to myself, you know, really didn't bother nobody, you know. Just, you know, try to be like mellow, you know, whatnot, you know. So, throughout the years, you know, I just, you know, decided to straighten up. That's when, you know, my mom used to tell me, oh, I'm throwing you out when you turn 18. You know, at 16, I was working, you know, this, that, and the third, going to school. You know, I all my life, I was picked on. Okay. So, I was picked on. Everything, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was mean, you know, but I had a reason to be mean because I was being picked on all the time. So as I kept getting older, you know, just I met my children's father, you know, had children, you know, he treated me like shit, his family treated me bad, whatever the case may be, did foul stuff to me, you know, and so I wound up having kids by the same man or whatnot. I was always getting picked on. Still to this day was getting picked on. You know, my sisters, they wouldn't hang out with me. I got over it over the years. You know, I felt alone, you know. But I held on. I really, you know, held on. So, get picked on, this, that, and the third. And, you know, got treated like trash by men and whatever the case may be. So, I got to the point, I said, you know what? You know, me and my kids, you know. It was time for me to go. You know, I've been picked on, been teased, and stuff like that. And my children, it was to the point where they were noticing it. And it was like, Mom, it's not right what they're doing to you. Like, what is there to do? My kids wasn't happy, you know. So I said, you know what? It's time to move. It's time to move out of Raleigh. So I met this wonderful man. And I'm still with him to this day. And he saw the stuff that I was going through. He was like, Francesca, I'm about to take you away from here. There's no need for you to keep staying here. Because if you're gonna stay here, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be in jail or wind up dead. And so I didn't have nothing. I was homeless. And I took me and my children and I got away from Raleigh, North Carolina. And today I'm doing fine. My kids are a lot happy. And I'm with a man that I love that accepts me and my kids. So the moral of this story, that basically what I'm trying to get to you is, it comes a time when you don't have to have a gun. Okay? You don't have to have a gun. You don't have to fight. You know, all you have to do is improvise and come up with a plan. I'm talking about a plan that will change your life. It could change your life for the better or it could change your life for the worse. But either way, you're not gonna give up. And I didn't. So the moral to the story is, like, you could be somewhere at a place where you are uncomfortable and you could come up with a plan and come up with a plan and still stay in the place and take the shit and make your plan to get the fuck out of a situation. I mean, because the stuff that I went through, it was terrible. When I stayed down in Raleigh, it was nothing but pretty hell. And then on top of that, when I get on Facebook, lack thereof, when I get on Facebook, the same people that picked on me, talked behind my back, made fun of me, to the point where I wanted to go somewhere and just let loose, like just get away. Sometimes I felt like I didn't want to be on this earth. And they come on Facebook and look me up. Ooh, you look good, girl. This, that, and the third. How are you gonna smile up in my face and don't remember the shit that you used to do to me, to terrorize me, to make me feel less than, and then turn around and smile up in my face and think that everything's okay? I'm gonna tell you about me. Just in case for those people who don't know about me, and to the people, to all my listeners out there that know me and know what exactly what I've been through, how are you going to come up in my face and smile at me after all this cruel stuff that you said about me, all this cruel stuff that you've done to me, and all this cruel stuff? I know it's okay to forgive, because it says if you don't forgive, you don't make it to heaven. But I can forgive, but I don't forget. I don't forget where I came from. Okay? And I'm not the dummy that you think that I am. Okay? I am a human being, and I'm going to protect my kids, and I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to protect my inner circle so you will not harm us in any way, shape, or motherfucking form. Okay? It's to the point, like, I'm like this, like, oh, friend, you look good, girl. What you been up to? No, you don't need to worry about, to the people that made fun of me and who's listening to this podcast, you don't need to worry about me and what I'm doing, because I'm going to let you know I am doing superb. I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing peachy, and you will not, and I mean will not see me sweat. To all the folks that use me, I don't forget. It made me a stronger person by you using me. It made me a stronger person by you talking about me. It made me a stronger person to the people, to my listeners out there. It made me strong for my old neighborhood. It made me stronger when you turned around and drew them pictures of my chin. It made me to be the person that I am today. And I thank you. And you won't be in my will. You won't be a part of my inner circle. Because I remember those times you made fun of me. And to all the guys that I did date out there, I remember the times when you used me. Used me so much where it was to the point where I got more money. But I have to watch out for people like that. I'm the type that I don't smile up in your face. I don't smile up in your face. And you're not going to smile in mine. And to all the women out there who took my man from me, all you did was just make me go get another one. Someone better. Someone stronger. Someone that's dedicated to me and my children. So you really didn't hurt me. You hurt yourself. To all the people that said I was crazy, you made me stronger. To all the people that thought that I was hallucinating, you made me stronger. You made me wise. To all the people that thought that I wasn't going to do this, I wasn't going to do that, that I wasn't going to make it, I'm good. Okay? Always remember that. And I had to do it by getting the fuck away from Raleigh. And that's exactly what I did. Because Raleigh, North Carolina, made my life a living hell. There, I said it. And it took me all this time. That's why my podcast is Time to Talk. It took all this time for me to talk. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and we will be back. And we are back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And before the break, I just had to get some stuff off my chest. And I feel extremely better. Extremely better. But I was just telling the truth. You know, I just wanted to give you pinpoints on my life. My life, to be honest with you guys, my life wasn't always peaches and cream. And I'm pretty sure everybody else's life isn't peaches and cream. So, you know, I just wanted to put it out there and, you know, whatever the case may be. But anyway, guys, if you want to send a shout out or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, you can also follow me on Twitter at timetotalkfm1. And guys, you already know I'm on Instagram under that's my Facebook, guys. My Facebook is under Less Talk. Less Talk Facebook. And it's under Less Talk. And my Instagram, of course, is Time to Talk. So if you want to look up with me and follow me, whatever the case may be, you can always do that. Anyway, guys. Oh, my God. Like, I haven't did a show like this in, like, ages. Because, like I said before, I basically work on, you know, COVID's fashion, but, you know, I'm glad I did. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. Is Chris Brown still flirting with Rihanna? Ain't this some shit? This is just crazy. Oh, my God. Wow. Chris Brown, you had Rihanna not once, but twice. Give it up, my friend. Give it up. Just let it go. 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 You already had her. You should have kept her. That's all I have to say about that. Anyway, guys, oh my God. It is football season. Football season. Oh my God. I got a little surprise for my wonderful fiance. I'm not going to tell you guys. I might tell you in the next episode, but you know, it's always important, guys, to all my fellow listeners out there, to all my fellow listener women. If you love your man like you say you do, it's always important to listen to their dreams. Listen to the places they never been. Because, honey, you might fulfill that dream. But they also got to listen to you, too. So, that was just, you know, to let you guys know. But I just want, you know, I just want to put a smile on my fiance's face. I just want to make him smile. And I hope by this surprise that it's gonna make our relationship grow even more and more. So, you know, it's not about gifts. It's about loving somebody unconditionally, you know. So always take the time to listen. It never hurts to listen. When you listen to people and what they go through, you always get situations, you know. You know, you always get a good situation out of the outcome. Guys, it's about time for me to go. I just thank you for listening to me, and you are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. And, you know, just hit me up if you want to send a shout out, whatever the case may be. Or you could just hit me up on my email, go like, hey, Francesca, I love your show. Whatever the case may be, you know, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at timetotalkfm1. And I'm also on Instagram under Time to Talk and Facebook, Less Talk. Anyway, guys, this is Francesca. I'm signing off. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and later.